You're listening to the Tech Marketer Podcast, the podcast for marketers who strive to be continuously improving, who understand that our world is constantly changing and it's up to us to keep growing and learning. Because what works today probably won't work tomorrow. Welcome to episode 4 of the Tech Marketer Podcast. This is my first episode on the road, and I'm actually recording from Johannesburg in South Africa today. I wanted to have a chat about proof of concept thinking and what I've learned from starting small. What I'm going to cover today is three things: the role of proof of concepts in the creative process, how to run robust proof of concept tests, and what proof of concepts are good for and what they're not good for. In software development, it's common to start with a proof of concept. Now, this just means a small test to prove the feasibility of an idea. This isn't a new concept, though. For centuries, painters have created multiple pencil and smaller paintings to structure the compositions of their masterpieces. TV producers create pilot episodes and series to test new shows, and car manufacturers release prototypes all the time, partly for PR and partly to gauge market reactions. But somewhere along the lines, marketers decided we could skip past go and collect the money immediately. We became obsessed with chasing the big idea, and because of the nature of mass media, such as TV, we were forced to put all of our eggs in one basket. You can hardly shoot a 15-second commercial and then go back for the longer form ones if it works well. This need to bet the bank on the big idea also leads to big failures, though. One example that's etched in my memory was from back in 2011. Telecom, who's now Spark, launched a bizarre Rugby World Cup campaign calling fans of the All Blacks to abstain for the game. They planned to distribute promise rings and had a TV campaign with ex-All Black Sean Fitzpatrick riding a car shaped like a pink fist. It's as crazy as it sounds, and just because you probably won't believe my description, I'll post it in the show notes for you to check out. Now, due to predictable public outrage and international mocking, the campaign was pulled after just one day. And while I can see why they wanted to launch with a splash, I wonder if a proof of concept would have saved them from having to dispose of thousands of pre-printed promise rings. The problem with big ideas is they sometimes lead to big failures. But why do ads fail? I don't think they fail because they're not creative. No one could accuse Telecom of staying on the safe side. But they do fail when they don't resonate, when they fundamentally don't connect a product to a problem in an emotional way. Yes, emotion. Whether you're selling cars, phones, or financial modelling software, humans buy with emotions and then we justify with facts later. We're just not as rational or as logical as we'd like to believe. Without the big ideas, we become a robotic sea of sameness. And with the ever-increasing access to data and information, it's creativity and a human spark that will help great marketers stand out from the rest. But here's the thing to remember about proof of concepts. They're a tool to test ideas. They're not a tool for creating them. Here's a really good example. Sebastian Wernick recently gave a really interesting TED talk on determining the success of TV shows using data. Successful series like Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad score over 9 out of 10 on IBDM. To be successful, your show has to be amazing, not just good. Sebastian compared the success of Amazon shows to Netflix. They're both data-driven organizations with access to huge amounts of information on their viewer patterns. In one example, Amazon did everything right on paper. They examined extensive data to come up with 10 ideas for new shows. They created the first episode of each and released them for free. And when Amazon gives something for free, it attracts a lot of attention. And while the people watched the new shows, Amazon watched them, recording their every action, what they watched, when they paused, when they stopped. From this data, they commissioned a new show, a sitcom about 4 US senators. It did okay. It scored 7.5, just slightly above the average on the bell curve, but not enough to make it a hit show. Netflix also had access to a similar wealth of data. But they used that data to discover insights about their audience. What kind of shows they liked, what kind of producers, what kind of actors. And when they had all of these pieces together, they took a leap of faith. And they decided to license not a sitcom about 4 senators. but a drama series about a single senator. House of Cards went on to score 9.1. It was an exceptional show. Amazon effectively ran a competition and found the best of their own average shows. Netflix, on the other hand, had a great idea, but they also had proof of concept thinking. Now, they licensed a successful novel that had also been turned into a British miniseries, and then they also ran a pilot show. Ultimately, their idea and the execution was stronger than Amazon's, but they did test it along the way. A proof of concept doesn't create great ideas, but it does help you cull the average ones quickly before you bet too much on them. What does a proof of concept mean for a marketer? Let's assume you've collected data, developed robust buyer personas and journeys. Before you bet the bank on your idea, run a proof of concept. Think to yourself, what is the smallest thing I could put out in front of real paying customers that would tell me if my idea would resonate? Does it make people excited, connected, engaged? And do they show this by spending their own money? Beware of running trials and free pricing models if you're looking to gauge the success for a paid product. A good proof of concept must include three elements. One, it must be small. If you send it to your entire audience, you're not testing it. You're actually running it. Two, it must be fast. The beauty of proof of concepts are they allow marketers to move quickly and learn fast, reducing waste and letting you cull ideas that don't work. Three, it must be measurable. Proof of concepts are experiments, so you need to run them scientifically. For that last part to work, start with a hypothesis. What do you think will happen? This will guide you in how you're going to measure if it actually does. The good news is it's getting easier and easier to run POCs with marketing. Things like email headings, digital advertising campaigns, blog posts, social media, you can run them all with A-B testing. And you can also run them in small, measurable ways that are inexpensive to find out what works and what doesn't. Proof of concepts are great for testing new mediums like social media channels or digital advertising techniques. They can be used in content marketing to find out whether your audience prefers blogs or infographics or a mix. You can also apply this thinking to less obvious things like sales collateral. Does the sales team really need a 15-page brochure, or is a one-pager a better place to start, allowing you to get the information out there and in front of customers for feedback faster? Also, can your sales team help you test ideas? Before you run a paid campaign to cold prospects, can the team test the message with warmer prospects one-to-one? It's common for authors to write blog posts and ebooks, then publish books to prove an audience for their ideas. Personally, I love proof of concepts. Before starting the Wellington Marketing Meetup group and this very podcast, I sent out a few tweets, just to gauge whether there was actually any interest before I embarked on this journey. Then I released one episode to see how much work was involved, and also to see if people wanted to listen to it. Then I lined up speakers to see if people wanted to be interviewed for it. And then I ran the interviews and started editing. Each step involved its own proof of concepts, and it's still early days, so I'll keep running tests and seeing how to change and improve as I go. If you have any feedback about the podcast, feel free to leave a review on iTunes or get in touch on the blog. www.techmarketer.org. So, do you have an idea? Get going and test it. As Thomas Edison said, the value of an idea lies in the using of it. And that was from a man who created 1,000 failed proof of concept before successfully inventing the light bulb. So by all means, test away. Proof of concepts can be incredibly valuable. Just make sure you're balancing creativity with data. Thanks for listening. I hope you've learned something new today.